Brilliance Audio presents Until the End of Time by Danielle Steele, performed by Nick Podell. The atmosphere in a room off the ballroom of the Hotel Pierre in Midtown New York was fraught with tension as 45 tall, rail-thin, bare-breasted models were getting their hair and makeup done while simultaneously trying on shoes and dresses for last-second alterations. David Fieldston was looking them over carefully while a cameraman filmed him for a documentary on Fashion Week, and he explained the inspiration for his winter line. He was a stylish-looking man in his late 40s, with gray hair, and he had been an important name in the fashion world for 20 years. 2 years earlier, he had been on the verge of bankruptcy, and the fashion press said his designs lacked energy, his work was all déjà vu, and he was out of steam. And now, thanks to a dynamo named Jenny Arden, he was back on the map. His last season had been his best one ever. His designs had taken off again, and his career with them. Every collection he'd done since Jenny Arden had begun advising him was vibrant, full of new, fresh ideas, and alive. He had taken off into the stratosphere and was better than ever, and privately, he credited it all to her, and had told his closest friends and associates that she was a genius. Jenny was more modest about it, since she didn't do the actual designing, but she did research for him and came up with fresh inspiration for his line that made the collections exciting and really work. She met with him several times a week between seasons, and she was on hand watching everything when he presented the collection. And he paid her handsomely to do it. He wasn't Jenny's only client, but he was her most impressive success so far. Jenny came by her love for fashion honestly and had followed it since she was a small child. Her French grandmother had been a premier in the Haute Couture Ateliers in Paris, and her mother was a dedicated seamstress. They had had a small but respected business in Philadelphia while Jenny was growing up, where they had diligently copied the finest designs and gowns from the couture houses in Paris. And at 18, after watching them all her life, Jenny had gone to Parsons School of Design in New York, hoping to become a designer. She had found the classes tedious to the point of agonizing, discovered she had no talent herself for the mechanics of draping and wrestling with fabrics, and no patience to do so. She was much more interested in the trends and the direction that fashion was going. Her clients in recent years liked to say that she was psychic and could smell a fashion before it happened. Jenny made it happen and knew just what to do when it did. She was a style director and a muse for the designers she worked for, and no detail was too small for her meticulous attention. Accessories and the way a fashion was worn were everything, she insisted. It wasn't enough to design a dress, a coat, or a hat. You had to turn it into a living thing, she insisted, that breathed on its own and was not just an object. She was passionate about what she did, and she infused her vision and energy into her clients, and that turned up on the runway when they showed their clothes, just as it was about to happen when David Fieldston showed his new line to the fashion press and store buyers during Fashion Week in New York.